I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pakistani lawmakers pass a resolution condemning mob lynchings after a man is burned alive for alleged blasphemy. He was detained in a local police station, then dragged out by a mob and set on fire. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says Pakistan's notorious blasphemy laws frequently lead to violence against Christians.
The rumor of blasphemy is enough to gin up one of these mobs to attack Christians in Pakistan. It doesn't really require evidence. It certainly doesn't require proof. Someone tosses out an accusation and the mob swings into action. Christian homes are burned. People are beaten.
Legal responses to blasphemy law fallout, like the National Assembly of Pakistan's resolution, are typically quite rare. Pray for Saul to Paul conversions among radical Muslims in Pakistan. And today is Independence Day here in the U.S., a time of parades, cookouts, and fireworks, and this year a long holiday weekend. Warrior Set Free, a division of Set Free, walks alongside those who fought for our freedom, helping veterans heal from the past and win life's battles. Marty Johnson with Warrior Set Free says their aftercare program for individuals and families is growing. One group course, developed by Reboot Recovery, helps veterans and their spouses deal with complex or multi-layered traumas.
What we do is called Military Reboot, and it's a 12-week course that touches on trauma. And a lot of the trauma that we deal with doesn't just come from the military or first responder culture. It's a lot of stuff that happens to us when we're young.
Got questions? We'll connect you with Warriors Set Free at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.